Chief Investment Strategist at John Hancock Investment Management. There she is. I see her, so that's a first step. Emily, it is good to see you. So as we've been talking about here this morning, you know, we have seen this incredible earnings period where companies are beating by a high margin. We're seeing big growth. And yet, both from an economic and an earnings perspective, things feel like a little tippy here. Are we getting to the downslope?
Well, the good news is that the earnings engine is continuing to power on. We look at next 12-month earnings growth, so what analysts on the street are telling us is going to happen over the next 12 months, and earnings estimates continue to move higher on the back of this new economic cycle that's unfolding in the U.S. Now, the challenge, of course, is that peak year-over-year earnings growth is probably behind us at this point, and that makes a lot of sense mathematically. We were in a recession this time last year, so the base was very depressed. The comps were very easy to beat this quarter, and of course, we're coming in at numbers like 90% year-over-year earnings growth, 25% revenue growth, so record numbers as far as earnings growth goes. And because those numbers are going to moderate in the quarters to come doesn't mean that that earnings engine is not continuing to kick into gear. So we like the earnings picture. We like the fundamental picture in the U.S., but it's going to get a little bit trickier for companies to emerge as leaders as the quarters here progress.
So, Emily, if one is concerned about the Delta variant numbers, concerned that we are now past the peak in profit margins for this year, what is the safety trade? Where do you go?
You want to look for quality companies. You want to look for those that have great competitive positions in their industry. You want to look for companies with great balance sheets, ones that have the ability to ward off margin pressure and exhibit pricing power in this new economic backdrop. So for us, that means areas like technology, areas like communication services. We still want to have some cyclicality in a portfolio. As I mentioned, we are in a new economic cycle. We're nowhere near a recession. For that, we want to embrace sectors that have that cyclical upside, but don't necessarily need higher rates or need higher commodity prices in order to show market leadership. So industrials is actually the poster child for those types of companies that can do well based on an infrastructure package. But again, probably won't be penalized if we see the yield curve continue to flatten here. You're going to get industrials when you go in particular down into the mid-cap space.
All right, and there we see live pictures from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange getting today's trading session underway. Hilton Grand Vacations ringing the bell there. Saz, we talked to them, Diamond International, they're closing the deal today? We talked to them when they announced that, right?
I think we have.
Am I imagining that?
I think we have talked to them.
Yeah.
Business
right.
On the comeback trail.
Timeshares, right?
HGV.
Is this timeshares?
You own any?
No.
No?
No. I'm not a boomer. I don't have a timeshare. Come on now. All right. We're still, of course, joined by Emily Rowland with John Hancock. Emily, so you talked about liking some of that, industrial, some of those cyclical, parts of the market. I'm curious how you see that fitting into just where the overall rotational forces in the market have been within the last few weeks. We have seen some big shifts, back towards growth and maybe back towards some value. Two-parter here, what do you think drives that? Is it really just a rates trade? And how long can that go? I mean, are we going to be in this same kind of environment into 22 and maybe even 23?
Yeah, growth and value are actually neck and neck so far this year, and you've seen these huge shifts. Oftentimes, it has been related to rates. So, of course, the idea is that as rates go up, that benefits more cyclical parts of the market, financials in particular, which is going to lift the value complex. And then when rates come down, reflecting a more moderate growth backdrop, that typically rewards growth or those parts of the market that have longer-term cash flows that are discounted at a lower rate. There is this big schism that seems to have opened up between growth and value investors. I'm here to tell you that they can live together. We want to embrace both in this market. Again, that quality factor is going to be found more on the growth side of the house, but we still want to have that beta in the portfolio. We want to have offense to play the cyclical recovery that continues to happen here in the U.S. Yes, the Delta variant is creating a potential risk to that view or potential idea here that maybe the reopening takes a little bit longer, but overall, still not near a recession, want to play the unfolding economic cycle, but want to be thoughtful about the fact that peak stimulus, peak growth, and peak earnings are probably behind us at this point.
And Emily, we were just talking a few minutes ago about Warren Buffett and how he is not finding any bargains out there. It sounds like from what you're saying that finding a bargain isn't necessarily the most important thing, right? Even if something is on a relative basis expensive, it can still go up.
Yeah, Julie, it's such a great point. And when we look at the PE ratio, it's actually more about the denominator to us. So prices can continue to move higher, but as long as earnings are moving right alongside them, that's really what we're watching. And as we all know, over time, stock prices are driven by earnings. And yes, there's nothing cheap today. There's no low-hanging fruit. But actually, when we compare next 12-month PE ratios across U.S. and international equities, they're actually looking the best in the U.S. in the small and mid-cap space, believe it or not. Next 12-month PE for example, mid-cap value is trading just below its 20-year average. I've heard a lot of people talk about emerging markets looking cheap, especially after some of these regulatory challenges in China. Yes, PE ratios have come down, but emerging markets are actually still trading above their 20-year average. So we're looking for relative value in particular in U.S. mid and small cap equities.
And as you say this, the Russell 2000 is outperforming today. It's about 0.5%. Emily Rowland, thanks so much. Good to see you. Co-chief investment strategist at John Hancock Investment Management.